Well, the thing that went along with all of those projects was, I'm sorry to say it, a very gross or crass or specific commercial success. Those projects made money because they were dazzling, cinematic pieces of entertainment. Where you really get into a territory, as we did with John Adams with our good friends at HBO, was you take something and would you say, this is not going to make a dime. Nobody cares about three-cornered hats and the Articles of Confederation or where John Adams was as representing the ambassador, first time the ambassador of the Court of St. James. And when we can turn that into something that becomes vivid entertainment for the people who watch every Sunday night, well, then I guess we're kind of like in the high country. But I think that's the fun. We get together and figure out, well, let's make this real stuff fascinating and entertaining and enthralling, and let's not make anything up. Well, or let's make as little up as possible.
Let's talk about how you got from what you love to being able to make money at it so people would be interested, so you could teach Americans about history. So fascinating what you said about you had sort of an aha moment. How do I bridge this? I want to talk about this. Nobody's going to go see history. And then you were sitting there watching Ken Burns.
Oh, yeah, the Civil War.
Late
yes.
in the night, they approached Appomattox. And you said there you had nothing but stills, a voiceover, and music, your son at your feet, and you would end up weeping at the end of every single episode. Was that your aha moment where you said, you know what, if they can do this with 150-year-old stills, I can make a movie?
I was a pure audience member. I was learning something brand new every time. I was transported back in the time, and actually the time was actually talking about today. And all it was black and white photographs, great music, pictures of trees and, you know, movies of creeks at sunset.
A slow push
and
in.
Some yeah. damn Amazing. Good performances from the likes of Jason Robards. Yeah. War is all hell. You know and it was, I said, if you can hold my attention and get me involved in that, there's got to be something to this. But Ken Burns has the best job in the world.
Well, we always say about Ken, however, he'll never make another film until he goes south. He had Shelby Foote. And then when he did World War II on film, he went right back down south again. And so war had three syllables. When the boys went to war. Tom, where do you go from here after The Pacific and Band of Brothers, or is there a third part of the trilogy?
Well, I don't know, because this is expensive stuff to do. It ain't cheap, but you also can't force it through. There is going to be some story that will come up to the forefront that will say, I've never seen it before, even though it's very familiar territory. And if we can convince the powers that be to pony up some change, we'll go at it again. But it's a substantial amount of change they got to pony up. You know, HBO, this is probably the most expensive thing that's ever been on television.